Cool. How many of you guys have ever been on a team of any kind? A team of any kind, a team, a sports team, a team in school. Maybe you've been on a team with work. Yeah, a lot. I think all of us have been on teams before. Raise your hand if you've been on a team that was really, really good, a good team. Okay. Raise your hand if you were on a really bad team, a team that just did not work and did not do well. Yeah. Okay. I think we've all had a little bit of both, right? Well, you guys, tonight we're going to watch a movie clip, and I wanted to set it up real quick for you. The movie is called Ender's Game. It's also a really good book. In this clip that you're going to watch, they are in a zero-gravity training arena, okay? And they're playing a version of, like, electric paintball, okay? They get shot with a weapon. It electrifies their suit and freezes their body, okay? So they're out of the match, right? But their body in zero gravity continues with momentum, right? So they're shot, then they're frozen, they can't do anything, and they can't shoot back, right? Ender is leading a team against two other teams, and they're being tested to see how if they can accomplish the goal. Their goal as a team is to get a teammate to the other side and score a goal, basically, in the other team's base, okay? But you got to get a teammate in their goal that is unhit, uninjured. Does that make sense? Because obviously, you know, if they're in war, you get shot, you're out, right? You're dead, okay? So this is a simulation, a war simulation, okay? Involves incredible amount of teamwork. So I want you to think about it in the context of, as we talk about teamwork, what kinds of teamwork do you see in this video clip, okay? Here we go. All right, so talk to me. What kind of teamwork did you notice? Sacrifice, yeah, a big part of their strategy was sacrifice, because all the people, what they do, they like surrounded what the one kid in the middle, right? So they got all hit, took tons of fire. Yeah, sacrifice. What else? What other kinds of teamwork did you see? Communication, tons of communication, and he's pretty much giving orders. So what happens if somebody decides they don't want to follow Ender's orders? Yeah, pretty amazing strategy, though, right? Yeah, pretty sweet. And the other teams, like, were floored. They couldn't believe that they actually got through, and they bumped down in the rankings because Ender's team beat them. What else? What other types of teamwork did you see? Okay, what happened right out at the beginning? They jumped out of the bunk beds. What happened to the one kid? He got hurt right away. So all of a sudden, their team's down a man, right? So they had to improvise, right? They got somebody else, joined their team who's not normally a part of their team. So they had to be a little bit flexible. What else? Any other types of teamwork you saw? Was it cool? I thought it was pretty sweet. I don't know if you guys have seen it. How many of you have seen the movie? Okay? Only a couple of you. Anybody read the books? Yeah? All right, sweet. Because I thought it was a great illustration of teamwork, of sacrifice, of people following instructions, of working together to accomplish something greater. No one kid could jump through that zero gravity thing and make it without getting hit, right? It took a lot of thought. You know, they sent that one kid out like a scout, right? And they knew he was going to get shot, but they tied a rope to him so they could pull him back and then get the recon from the kid, right? They couldn't see past the barrier. How many of you guys ever face obstacles in your life, right? And they're facing some giant obstacles there, right? And for at first, it's just a wall. You don't know what's on the other side, right? So I thought that was a pretty cool picture of them working together. Now, if you watch any part of the movie, they don't always work together, and sometimes their team stinks. And sometimes they lose bad. And that's like one of the highlights of their crew doing well. All right, guys, so we're going to do a little whiteboard time here. And I want you guys to answer this question as a big group. And as you do, I'm going to jot your thoughts and ideas up on the board. So here's the question. What things make good teamwork? So as you shout them out, I'm going to try to write them out, okay? All right, so talk to me. Right now we've got cooperation. We've got listen, obey, persistence, trust, respect, realizing your own flaws, communication, using your strengths, having a clear leader, turning your weaknesses into strengths, being flexible. What else? What else makes a good team? Know the plan? Is that what you said? That's huge. All right, because everybody on that team knew the goal was to get one person through their goal, right, they could rally around it, right? What if you're the kid who's like, I want to be the one to go through the goal? All right, ever been on a team where you had a ball hog and somebody just, they always wanted to score? Yeah, so if you're the kid who always wants to score, but you don't, yeah, you can end up fighting over who gets to score the point or whatever. The goal was not that any individual would score, that just that one of the team would. So there you go. What else makes a good team? Think back to teams you've been on. Okay, responsibility, encouragement. I like it. All right, we just got turning your weaknesses into strengths, flexibility, knowing your motives, knowing the plan, responsibility, encouragement, hard work. All right, that's a great list. That's a great list. Clearly, you guys have been on some good teams. All right, so I'm going to grab a different color. And here's the next question. It's not going to surprise you, though. What things make bad teamwork, or what would be like obstacles to teamwork? Okay, things that get in the way of good teamwork, all right? So I heard somebody say fighting. Okay, bad communication. Rivalry, yeah. Okay, not listening. So you guys are like, just put not over here, right? All right, but give us some more thought than just doing the opposite. Obviously, some of the opposites are very true, okay? All right, being selfish, yeah. Being lazy. Okay, so you got no talent. All right, what happens if half of Ender's team is a bad shot? Probably not going to make it, okay? What are obstacles to teamwork or things that make a bad team? Come on, you guys have been on bad teams. What tore them apart? Okay, one person doing what? Thinking they're better. Okay. You know what? I'm going to put ego. Like they're cocky, right? They think they're the best. Distractions. I'm going to add one. How about lack of preparation? Okay. Disagreeing. Arguing. Okay. You've got a leader who orders everybody around, but they're not willing to do any of the work. Different than what Ender did. Ender was part of the team. He was going with them. He was sacrificing with them. But to have somebody who isn't really a part of it, yeah. So what would we call that? I guess bossy. Okay. And I'm going to put no work. A lot of orders, but no work, okay? Okay, so sabotaging your own team, letting them get tackled or letting them get hurt. All right, sabotage. Betrayal. Okay, they don't care. All right, ever been on a team at school, you're doing a project, and there's at least one person who doesn't care about the project? Ever been on the team where you have to do all the work? Ever been the lazy kid who didn't want to do any of the work and let the good students get it done for you? All right, what else makes a bad team? It's a pretty good list. We've got fighting, bad communication, individual rivalry, not listening. We got being selfish, being lazy, a lack of talent, one person feeling like they're better than the rest or having a big ego, distractions, lack of preparation, disagreements, arguing, a leader who's super bossy and doesn't do any of the work, internal sabotage where you're fighting your own teammates, betrayal, and not caring. Anything else you want to add to that? Okay, it's a pretty good list, right? All right, so now I want you to think of this in this context. What about our youth group? You ever considered that our youth group is a team? That Frog is a team? Sometimes we call it family, whatever. It's really a team. So how would you rate us? How would you rate yourselves? Are we a good team? Are we a bad team? Are we somewhere in the middle? Do we do any of this stuff, or do we do any of this stuff? Now, think about that. You know why I bring it up to view it in this context? Because here's the deal. In 2 weeks, we're going to get new students to join our group, okay? And you might get tired of the cycle, but here's the deal. Our youth group was founded to help teenagers get through life together, to point each other toward God, to help each other grow, and to know God better. Do you think that's a good goal? Do you think other students should get to experience that? Yeah. Did you know that you can either help people move toward that goal or you can pull people away from that goal? What happens if our, I actually talked to them too a couple weeks ago. I talked to the new students who are moving up. And they're scared. You know what they're scared of? They're scared of you. They are. They don't know how you're going to treat them. They don't know what it's going to be like. All right, so think back to this. Remember what it's like to be the youngest in the group, the smallest in the group? Okay? Well, here's the deal. Current middle schoolers, you're not going to be the youngest and smallest anymore, okay? We got new people moving up. Seniors, juniors, do you ever get tired of the younger students? Yeah. Brothers and sisters, do you ever get tired of having your brother or sister in the group? Probably. Okay? It happens, right? All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to give you some quick tips on how you guys can help as a team have good teamwork as a youth group, all right? So I want to give you this quote. Some of you guys know my favorite NFL football team is the Green Bay Packers. And so I wanted to sneak in a little quote from them just to taunt you Bears fans or Vikings fans, whoever you might be. What makes a team work? Here's a quote from Vince Lombardi, one of the first coaches of the Green Bay Packers a long time ago. In fact, the Super Bowl trophy is named after him. Okay, on the left, you got the Vince Lombardi trophy. Okay, that's the Super Bowl trophy. Here's what he said. Individual commitment to a group effort. Okay, you get that? Individual commitment to a group effort. That is what makes a team work, a company work, a society work, and a civilization work. Okay, would you agree with that? That it takes everybody's individual commitment to the group's goal. And he's talking in context of a lot of things, not just football, but about life. Hey, maybe you work at a fast food restaurant. What's it like to have an individual commitment to the restaurant so that the restaurant can succeed, okay? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't care about the restaurant. Maybe you just want your paycheck. Well, it makes you not a very good employee if that's the case, okay? If all you care about is your money. Good managers want people who care about the whole franchise, right? The whole restaurant, right? Well, so in context of your team, right? Well, if you're on a soccer team or a football team, tennis team, maybe you're on in the band, okay, whatever, choir. It involves everybody in choir singing their part, right? If you just decide not to sing your part, it's going to affect the whole group's sound, right? If you decide to sing off key or not practice and you don't know your part, that messes things up, right? Okay, so we're going to take a look at what makes, here it is. What is the key to great teamwork? Well, it's going to be this, success, okay? So we're going to cruise through these together. What is the key to great teamwork? It is success. The acronym spells sacrifice, unity, cooperation, communication, encouragement, selflessness, and significance. Are any of those words up here that you guys already talked about? Yeah, cooperation. Communication, encouragement, sacrifice, and even this idea of not being selfish, right? So you guys nailed a whole bunch of them already, all right? So we're going to go through these real quick together, all right? Somebody read that. Sacrifice. Who wants it?
Sacrifice. Give up personal achievement for team success.
Oh, let's clap for Rachel. Is that easy to do? Depends on what team you're on, right? If you're the only one who sacrifices for the team, is that fun? No. If everybody's willing to go to the line and sacrifice for the team, it's a little bit easier, right? And it depends what the goal is, but here's the thing. Remember the Ender's Game scenario? How many people on that team sacrificed so the one kid could get through? Pretty much everybody except the one kid, right? I think everybody on their team got shot. Or stunned, or whatever, and the one kid made it through. Giving up personal achievement. Ever been on a team where there's a kid who only cares about their stats? How far they went, how many goals they scored, how many shots they made, whatever it might be. Whether they got the solo or not, whether they got the lead in the play or not. All they care about is their own resume. Okay, get what they want, the props that they get. Getting an award, right? Or making their name look good. Here's the deal. I don't know if you guys know who Michael Jordan is, right? Famous basketball player for the Chicago Bulls. Here's a quote from Michael Jordan about teamwork. He says, "Talent wins games." Okay, an individual could help win a game. Michael Jordan, tons of talent, helped his team win a lot of games. But he goes on to say this: "Talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence win championships." He knew something. He knew that no matter how good he was, he might be able to get his team to the playoffs, but if they were going to make it to the end and win the championship, it took the whole team, okay? You got to have guys shooting three-pointers. You got to have guys playing defense. You need big guys and small guys, fast guys. You need the whole spectrum of people. And if one guy doesn't guard his guy or decides that they're going to be, you know, they want the ball all the time, you guys get the idea. But he's right. Sometimes talent can get your team a few wins, or maybe even a lot. But it's not going to help you win the end goal. If your goal is just to win, hey, I want to win 50% of my games. Okay, that's an average team. If your goal is to win the championship, then you've got to do it differently, right? So sacrifice, giving up personal achievement for team success. All right, here's unity. This is the U of success. Promote team harmony and avoid division. So over here, you've got all these things create division, right? We've got fighting, bad communication, rivalry, not listening, selfishness, laziness, et cetera, et cetera, right? Disagreeing, fighting, arguing. Ever have somebody on your team annoy you? Yeah. I've had players on my team annoy me, okay? I've also had show-offs on my team. I was playing football for the Firestone Falcons, and I remember one year we were at practice, and the coach informed the whole team that he had kicked this kid off our team, all right? And he explained why. He was our star running back. Amazing talent, okay? He would show up late to practice, or he would not come to practice because he thought he was too good for practice. He would party on the weekends. But when he would play, he was amazing. He would get tons of first downs, tons of touchdowns. He was the main reason we won a lot of games. But the coach said, you know what? That's not the kind of team I want to have. I want to have a team that's really about teamwork. I don't care if you have the best talent on our team, you're gone. So like 4 or 5 games into the season, kid's gone. Because he didn't understand the value of teamwork. He was a superstar, a show-off, right? And he tested the coach. He didn't think the coach should really do it. He thought the coach needed him more than he needed them, right? All right, so unity. What happens in our youth group if we're not about unity? What does that look like for a youth group to fall apart? What does that mean? Nobody shows up. That's good. Okay, that's a good example of not having unity. What else? Yeah, okay, we go to life groups. Nobody talks. What's the point of life? What's the point of sharing life if nobody shares life? Nobody opens up. Nobody's vulnerable. Nobody shares stuff they're struggling with. Sure. All right, what else? What else does unity look or not having unity look like? Okay, nobody cares about other people's needs. Yeah. Who wants to be a part of the group where nobody gives a rip about your needs? I don't. That's annoying. And that doesn't even fit with our goal as a group, right? If the goal of our group is to help teenagers get through life together and to move toward God and grow, that's not going to happen, right? What else tears our group down? How about criticism, sarcasm? How about making fun of each other? You guys, check this out. This is what the Bible says in Romans 15 about unity. It says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement, which are some of the things you already listed over here as teamwork, right? May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and one mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is God in the business of helping people have unity? He totally is. Yeah. So what would happen if our group was like totally unified and moved in unison? What would that group look like? There you go. It would help us grow closer to God. Would people talk in their life groups? Would new students show up? Would your friends come? Would new students feel welcome? Yeah. And I think that's kind of the goal, right? So unity, promote team harmony. Ask yourself, do I promote team harmony and avoid division? What are some things you could do to avoid division? Quit arguing about pointless stuff, like that's my chair, or you took the last snack, or I want that seat in the car, or I want to sit by so-and-so. Okay. Yeah, middle schoolers need to bring their maturity up, and I would say high schoolers need to bring their acceptance. Yeah, I don't think they need to bring their maturity down, just their attitude. Okay, yeah. True. All right, let's do the next one. All right, C is for cooperation. Work together in unison with your teammates. All right, that's pretty self-explanatory, right? So are you a person who cooperates with others? Or do you like to be the naysayer? Do you like to be the negative person? Or just the contrary person? Sit in your chair. No. Be quiet. No. Or do you like to cooperate? All right. How many of you think you could accomplish the Lansky game we just did outside without cooperation? If everybody says left and you go right, is that going to work? No, you're like an anchor. Raise your hand if that happened on your team. Yeah. A bunch of you tried to go right, and somebody decided to go left and held the whole thing down. Okay? Sure. Raise your hand if you raised your voice at all during that game. Okay. Right? Shouting instructions. Right? No one's listening. Right? How many of you forgot your right from your left? A few of you. We noticed. Okay? All right. Cooperation. Work together in unison with your teammates. All right. Here's the other C of success. Communication, that's on the board, right? You guys already said that, right? Listen and talk with your leaders and teammates. What happens if you decide, I don't want to listen to the coach? The coach is like, look, we're up by one goal. They've got a better offense than us. We're going to sit back and play defense. Okay, bring everybody back. And you decide, no, I want to score again. That's not good, right? Or what if the coach is like, look, we're losing. It's halftime. We're down by 15 points. I'm taking the starting quarterback out, and I'm putting in Joe. Joe hasn't started a game ever. But the coach knows Joe has the best 40-yard dash on the whole team. So the plan is get the biggest guys you can, block for Joe, and go, right? Okay? And just go. And you might disagree with that, okay? And you might think that's a dumb idea. But here's the thing. Are you going to listen to your coaches or not? What if your coach is like, look, I want you to go home and I want you to practice this over and over and over again until you get it right? What if you're just like, you know, I was too tired to practice. I didn't want to practice. Yeah, that's not cool, right? What if your teammate's like, look, you know what? This guy is beating me. I can't guard him. He's taller than me. He's faster than me. I need to switch with somebody. If nobody switches with that kid, he's probably going to get scored on a lot, right? And he's got to be willing to humble himself and admit, guess I can't hang with this guy, right? Or maybe you've got a solo, and you're like, look, my voice is hoarse. I went to a concert last night and screamed my lungs out. I need someone else to cover because lemon juice isn't going to fix my voice right now, okay? I need someone to cover, right? Or all of a sudden, hey, guess what? My boss called me in for work. I can't show up for the thing that I told you I'd be there for, and your team's going to suffer, right? And so maybe you call a sub. Maybe you call somebody else who could fill in your spot instead of just not showing up, right? Listening to your coaches and teammates, communication. Can I tell you, our student leaders, one of the biggest things I tell them, communicate with me. If you can't make it, let me know so that we can fill that spot or cover for you guys, right? One of the most annoying things is when teammates or people on your team don't communicate, so you don't know that there's a need, right? Because most things can be overcome or figured out or problem solved if we know about it in time. Does that make sense? Yeah. So communicate. Here's the E of success is encouragement. You guys already had that on there. Build up your teammates. How many of you like being encouraged? Have you ever been doing an activity and you can hear people cheering for you? Raise your hand. You've been doing an activity, you can hear people cheering for you. Okay? Have you ever heard your name called? Like when they were cheering for you? Okay? Maybe it's mom and dad. Maybe it's some friends. Okay? Maybe you got a groupie. A whole group of people who come to your concert or something, right? Or you're in the talent show or whatever. Does it feel good to be encouraged? I think it feels good. But more than that, check this out. I've been on teams where we were losing badly and I wanted to quit and just be done. Let's let the punishment be over, right? But encouragement from other teammates and from fans helped change the tide, okay, and gave our team the perseverance to go out there and finish. Are you with me? So it's not just it feels good. It can actually affect you in a positive way. So if people were out, we're doing the Lancey game. How many of you were cheering out there? I had a few people cheering. Who was cheering for their team? Who was cheering for yellow team? I know a bunch of girls were cheering for yellow team. Yeah, okay. Sometimes we need cheerleaders in our life, and maybe you could be that for somebody else, right? All right, selflessness. You guys said an obstacle to teamwork is being selfish. So the opposite is true. Putting the goals of the team and your teammates first. That might mean you don't get to score or you don't get the solo. But you know what? The whole team, maybe they get a one for their band performance anyway, or maybe they get a one for their choir performance, or maybe the team wins, and you can celebrate the win, even though maybe you didn't personally get extra stats for yourself. Are you with me? Maybe you didn't get a home run, but maybe you got on base. Maybe you didn't, you know, get a ton of points, but maybe you had like 5 assists. Are you with me? Are you okay being a teammate who maybe doesn't get all the glory? All right, so what's that look like in youth group? What if I never invite you up front to talk? Are you okay with that? Some of you aren't. Some of you like being up front, okay? What if your role is different? Maybe you want to run sound in the sound booth, or maybe you want to be a life group leader, or maybe you want to go on the special trip or whatever it might be. But maybe your role right now is to set up chairs or to collect trash. Are you okay with being selfless? I don't know. Are you okay giving up your seat to a new student? Are you okay not being on the best team at youth group because Ian set up teams differently and you don't like the team you got placed on? Are you willing to play hard for that team anyway? Maybe you don't like your life group. Are you willing to be a little selfless and help your group grow even if you don't like it? Maybe you don't like my teaching. Maybe you don't like the topics we've done. Maybe you don't like your life group leader. Are you willing to do this, to dig down deep and say, you know what? It's worth growing. I'm going to help others grow. I'm going to grow myself anyway. Or are you just going to be like, our culture. You know what our culture does? Please me, please me, please me, please me. Right? And so if they don't like how things go in youth group, they don't come anymore. Right? They don't like their life group, they don't participate. Like, are you just going to be a consumer? You can be. Not the best way to participate in youth group. Does that make sense? What kind of a person are you? So putting the goals of the team and your teammates first. All right, here's the other S, the last one of success. Significance. Somebody read that.
Okay, significance, remember the goal, and that all teammates have value.
Have you ever been on a team where you forgot the point of the team? Or maybe you stopped caring about the point of the team? Yeah. Have you ever been a part of a team that you didn't value everybody on that team? And maybe for good reason. Maybe they're a jerk. Maybe they're annoying. Maybe they are lazy and don't do any of the stuff. Maybe you've got good reason not to like them. Okay? Significance. Remembering these two things. One, the goal of your group. So what's the goal of our youth group? Do you guys remember some of the goals of our youth group? Reaching out. Yeah, bring people together, sure. Bringing people to God, sure. Remember this? Reaching up, reaching out, reaching in, all those things, right? Those three things. Helping people through life, yeah. What's the name of our youth group? Frog. Why is it called Frog? What does it mean? Forever reaching out to God. Are we doing that? Yeah, remembering the goal, remembering the point. And then that the new students that are coming don't suck. Okay? So I was going to rename this talk. Instead of teamwork, I was going to call it, don't be a butt. Okay, when the new students come, don't be a butt. Don't be a jerk. Don't be annoying. Don't value them less, okay? Now, I say this because we have a unique youth group. You guys know this, right? Most churches don't do 7th through 12th grade together. They just don't. They got different things in common. They got different adolescent stages of life. They got other stuff. They usually don't get along well. So I need your help. Because if our group is going to continue and grow, we need to be patient with the younger ones, okay, and up our game maturity-wise and not be the annoying person ourselves and accept the others, right? Okay, cool. All right, so can you say these with me? Everybody say sacrifice. Oh, my gosh, you're half dead. Wake up the band in there. Sacrifice. Unity. Cooperation. Communication. Encouragement. Selflessness. And significance. That is the key to great teamwork, right? All right, let me give you a few quick tips as we head to Life Group, okay? Oh, actually, you know what? I got something more fun than that. After you go to Life Group, you're going to come back here and we're going to build something together, okay? All right, so while you're in Life Group, I'm going to warm up the glue gun. And we're going to build a really sweet Jenga tower together. No, it's going to be cooler than that. You get Sharpies. You're going to put your name on a Jenga block, okay? And then you're going to glue your block to whatever kind of tower we're going to build, okay? I think we can get taller than this. Is that cool? So while the glue gun warms up, you'll be in Life Group, and then we'll do that together. So Life Group leaders, save about 5 minutes. Maybe finish up about 5 to 9, okay? All right, let me finish with just a few quick tips for you. Here's a quote from a friend of mine, an author, Doug Fields. Doug Fields says this, the best youth group in the world, the best one in the world, appears clicky to students who don't know anyone, who don't fit in, and who feel uncomfortable. So what can we do to make new students feel accepted? Here's a few tips, okay? Introduce yourself. Chances are they don't know you. Talk to new students and get to know them. Find out what school they go to. Find out what their summer plans are. Find out where they're going to be heading to middle school. Okay? Maybe tell them a little bit about yourself. Invite one of them to sit with you and your friends. They might come and be super nervous and not have anybody to sit with. Okay? What's it like? Think back. What's it like to walk into the lunchroom first day of school at a new school and you don't know Jack? Does that feel good to not know anybody at lunchtime? No. All right, don't always hang with the same people. So over the summer, check this out. Don't always hang with the same people. I know you got your friends. That's cool. I'm not saying don't hang with your friends. Just don't hang with your friends all the time, okay? Make some room. Tell them about youth group and why you like it, okay? They're already scared. They're already afraid of you, okay? Tell them about why you like it. Tell them about an upcoming event. Say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go go-karting at Magic Mountain here in June. You guys should come too. Sweet. A high school student invited me to go-kart. Maybe they'll come back. You know? Share a snack with them. Just an idea. Join a different team than normal. We already talked about promoting unity. How about this? Get over your differences. Yeah, I know they're young and small and annoying and burpy and farty and gross and weird and maybe one of your siblings, okay? So what? You were two one time, okay? At some point you were two. Seniors, upperclassmen, what does it look like for you to pass the torch to the younger students who are moving up, okay? You're gone by the end of the summer. What kind of legacy are you leaving? How are people going to remember you? Were you like the standoffish, annoying, never talk to anybody younger than you, like never hang with upperclassmen? Or were you like super kind and nice and a role model and someone that people looked up to and wanted to hang with and wanted to be like? And then here's your last one, okay? You guys, there's a lot of different ways we could do youth group. A lot of different ways we could do youth group. We've chosen this model because I feel like it works for who we are. Here's the last thing. We're better together. Did you know we used to have middle school and high school separate? We had separate nights. And we'd have, you know, six kids in a room to worship. Nobody wants to worship with six people in a big room, right? We would have 12 people in a group to play kickball. It wasn't even enough to field all the bases in the outfield. Like, are you with me? Some of the stuff we tried to do, it just flopped. And most of the time, you don't get 100% attendance of your group. So if you have 10 people and four don't come, then you've got six. If you have, are you with me? Like, and it just, here's the thing. In a room of six people or 10 people or 12 people, you're lucky if you get along and are friends with one of them, right? So here's what we found out about our group. It's unique. It's special, but it takes some work on everybody's part, but we're better together. Cool? All right, pray with me. God, thanks for tonight. Would you help us to be a team as a group? Would you help us grow as a youth group? Would you help us this summer to be a role model to others, to encourage others? And God, we were young once too, and we didn't fit in, and we're goofy and weird, and we need patience and kindness on the part of others to embrace us anyway. God, would you help us to love one another well? And we pray that you'd help us as we move toward the key to great teamwork, being successful together. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.